Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
And welcome in to the Friday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Friday morning. Rex Road, how are we doing? What's going on?
Doing all right. Preds got a big win, I guess. Got a win. It's big or bad or whatever you want to call it. Also, Steph Curry dropped a cool 56 last night.
I saw that.
It's going on behind you right now. I mean, the guy is truly remarkable. We should all enjoy him while we have him.
Apparently on this date in particular, like February the 27th, apparently is his day. He's had a couple of monster performances on that day, apparently.
Is that right?
I saw a graphic, so yeah. It must be true.
There's a 56-footer he just dropped. 56-footer and 56 points. How about that?
That's pretty good. Keezer, how we doing? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing well. Looking forward to a long little morning here for me, but happy to be here.
Is it longer
double
than
duty?
It is double duty day, yeah.
Okay.
Does that mean that you will be participating in celebrity birthdays later?
I will be, okay. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Get geared up. While I was taking Caroline to the doctor the other day for her elbow, we went head to head in celebrity birthdays.
Did you win?
She got the last one exactly right, totally lucky. Most of the time I was guessing first, and then that gave her a clue of what decade we were even talking about, right? But she beat me by one with a two-pointer at the very end.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
How about that?
Have some of that, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, let's get some insurance payments out for that elbow. And also buy me ice cream. Okay.
Once you get done with all that, we're square.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We got a lot to get into on the program today. We believe that TD is going to be with us later this hour at 6:30. TD out at the NFL Combine conducting interviews and more to come today. So TD hopefully with us a little bit later this hour. Stilly, I saw Stilly in person yesterday, Joe. Ran into him at Bridgestone Arena, and I said, hey, you going to be able to make some time for our show tomorrow, or are you going to go out, you know, gallivanting around to all hours of the night tonight and not be able to show up in the morning? He committed to the program at that time.
Was he? God, mute.
Good stuff.
Was he wearing his, beer hat with the two straws except with vodka in it?
Didn't put it on yet.
Okay, all right. That's a good sign. If he's not wearing that hat, then we got a chance.
So he told me at 7 o'clock he's going to be on today. So we'll see. Okay. You don't seem very confident in it.
No, how about, are we going to get both? We get TD and still?
Well.
Get TD 6-3 still?
That
still
I don't
seven?
Know.
Okay. Indy gets wild. I mean, we got Vrabel and Kaharski out at all hours at the bar last night. What a joyous occasion.
Well, I had to double check to make sure it was like the real Vrabel account, but it is. Like Vrabel tweeted this out last night, a nice photo of one gentleman in an Ohio State hoodie, another gentleman in a New England Patriots hoodie, and then Kuharski right in between them with a caption that says, Mike Vrabel fan club meeting at the NFL Combine. One of these members asked a lot of annoying questions. Guess who? At Paul Kuharski NFL.
Hey, what are you guys doing? You guys drinking some beers?
Oh, what a beautiful! I mean,
what
that
do you
would
the
be
the first thought that went through Vrabel's mind when he saw Kuharski was just like, "Oh God!"
One week we're gonna stink, and this guy sucks, and then I suck.
Hopefully Vrabel was a few pops in at that point, chilled out a little bit.
It's like, good Lord, he's back. I thought I'd escaped him.
Kaharsky throwing appetizers on his tab and stuff.
I'll have some jalapeno poppers. What do you think, huh? Make sure the jelly doesn't look like tomato sauce, please.
There you go. There you go.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. So, mute myself, punch the mic.
Are people
going to
be there all weekend? Like, are they hanging out this thing all weekend?
For the most part, I mean, I know I always came back like on, I think on like, I probably came back on Thursday, but.
Yeah, but you hate the combine.
Yeah.
There are people that love this thing.
I mean, there are some people who stay for, like, because then it gets into basically the interviews end and it's all just testing, but it's a pretty skeleton crew by the time you get done with the actual availabilities, you know.
Schultz and Rappaport going to be hanging around?
Well, Rappaport will, because the NFL Network tries to make the whole thing a compelling television product. So speaking of Rappaport, obviously we had, you know, I liked Schefter's tweet. It's like the best Schefter tweet ever.
Yeah.
You know, head on a swivel with the Starbucks logo. So then something happened with Barkley too. Was Barkley making fun of Rappaport too?
Yeah.
That's good. Good. Well, I missed it. What did he say about it?
I didn't see the entire thing, but it was basically, you know, you remember when it was like the Clippers and they got in like a verbal altercation after the game and they had to call the LAPD, and there's this big clip of Shaq and Charles Barkley just losing it over the LAPD being called. It's kind of similar to that.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I got to walk into Starbucks. And Barkley did say at one point, that's why – people should just drink Folgers like the rest of us.
That's pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. I saw Rappaport made a little Duncan joke too. So
yeah.
So everybody's having fun with it.
Yeah, everybody's having fun. Fine. It's good stuff.
I'm not optimistic that this week ends with Rappaport figuring out that he shouldn't let agents actually
optimistic
type out his tweets for him. But oh well.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Hey, James Pierce ran a 4.47 yesterday at the NFL Combine. I know how much you love to get into the nitty-gritty of the testing out there, but 4.47 for an edge rusher, pretty darn good.
No, it is. No, that's a good number. That's a very good number. I'm surprised you told me his vertical was only 30, which is weird to me because I figured he'd be off the – but it's, I mean, like, what does that matter, you know, like in the NFL? It's just an athleticism test. Yep. I mean, you know, like great. He might not be able to finish that alley oop, you know. But yeah, 4.47 is pretty good.
It's pretty darn good. So we'll see what more comes from the NFL Combine later today. You did mention the Predators; they get a win last night against the Winnipeg Jets in a game without Roman Josi, and that was probably I hate to do this because there's 60 games in. And I'm not going to sit here and go through like each one of them in my head. If it wasn't the best he's looked all year, it was certainly a top five performance from UC Soros. He's awesome last night. And, you know, the Predators, I think, played their butts off. They dug in and gave it a shot defensively. Wasn't always perfect. Like, you know, Winnipeg had about five or six really good looks last night. But Soros was there to close the door. So, you know. I did speak to Philip Forsberg after the game, and he talked about the win. He's like, you never know. We've been on runs before. We need to go on another one again here. And I was like, yeah, you do. But, you know, we know what the score is in terms of the standings and the playoffs and all that. But they did kind of spill it all out there last night from an effort standpoint, which was good to see. The crowd responded. They had a nice 5-on-3 penalty kill, which lasted for a minute and 54 seconds. And when they got to the end of that, I mean, the place exploded. Like, it felt like, you know, kind of a big game in the building last night with the way that it played out, even though we know with the standings, it's not. So, good for them to get that win.
Yeah. Well, and that's, of these games left, when you play one of the best teams in the league, that probably helps a little bit, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's go ahead and take a chunk out of these guys. So, good for them. Good for Soros. Soros responding to his critics, which I guess is us.
Yeah.
So good for Soros. Willie, by the way, responded to my rant yesterday.
Yes.
I was going to – I was, like, listening for something to use, and it wasn't really – you know, I mean, Willie is, like, kind and level-headed.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
I mean,
not a lot of screaming.
I do think that the one big thing with this is semantics, because they went through this checklist and he's going with Vinny, like, okay, bigger concern. You know, Soros or this, bigger concern. Soros. So, for example, he's like, bigger concern, Soros or Evangelista? And I think Vinny was like, well, that's about a push. And see, I think it's the wrong word, okay? Worst performer, there are plenty this year.
Yeah.
And that's where we're not arguing that. Concern, again, when the contract starts next year, if Evangelista doesn't become a productive, like, top six core forward, that stinks. That's too bad. You were hoping that would happen. That's not as devastating at all as if Soros isn't great, elite,
correct,
for his contract. That's so, again, we're talking long-term concern. But, hey, good for Soros. And if he can stack some performances, get some momentum, then that's, you just have to hope he's going to be great.
Well, this place is the lion's den for the Winnipeg Jets. That's the second time they've come in here and walked out of here with a loss this year. I mean, they don't have very many losses. Last night was their 15th loss. They haven't lost very many games. But
finally getting them back for 2018.
Must be. I mean,
who they still have? Hellebuck? And
I mean, they still got Shifley. They still Shifley. Got Ehlers. They still got Hellebuck. They still got Kyle Connor. I think I got quite a few.
Yeah, Kyle Connor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
So, yeah, have some of that.
Some of
yeah,
that, buddy.
That's right. Yeah. So this it's even now. It's even.
Kyle Turris revenge tour going on out here. Sticking up for Kyle Turris.
Yeah.
Yeah. 615-737-1025, our phone number. An interesting situation to monitor that Mike Florio threw out there yesterday as it relates to the Tennessee Titans and some potential movement with the number one overall pick. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership with a buzz is always about great service. Joe, we're entering into talking season, as Coach Spurrier used to say back in the day. He was referring to SEC media days. I'm referring to the NFL Combine and the beginning of NFL free agency for our purposes here. A lot of things going on out there. Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, who did us all a favor by articulating the Jordan Schultz versus Ian Rappaport showdown at Pro Football Talk a couple days ago, went on the radio yesterday on 105.3 The Fan on Thursday morning at the NFL Combine. And we do have the audio from this. Here is what Mike Florio had to say as it relates to the Tennessee Titans and a team that he's here at connecting with them at the number one overall pick.
I did hear yesterday, and you hear all sorts of stuff, and I don't like to traffic in stuff I've heard because I don't know how accurate it is, but I did have somebody tell me that the Cowboys have talked to the Titans about moving up to number one. Now, I think a lot of teams talk about moving around, and I don't know if you guys have heard that. But, yeah, that's a jump, and I don't know what you would have to put into that or whether you'd have to put Micah Parsons into that package if it would go that way. But teams talk all the time. Like, I never get too moved by team talk. They talk all the time. When the report came out a couple of weeks ago that the Steelers called the Jaguars about Trevor Lawrence, I thought, well, yeah, they're looking for a starting quarterback. They're calling around to just see what the market will be. General managers talk to other general managers all the time. And you get, maybe you're thinking about moving to five, so you want to see what it's going to take to get to number one. So you can say to the team that's got number five, this is what number one wants. So there's always different explanations for why a team would even do it, assuming it happened. But I did hear, haven't reported, haven't verified that there was a conversation.
So that was Mike Florio yesterday.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Talking about the Cowboys and some potential conversations with the Titans about moving up the number one there. Said that he's not reporting it, but he did hear it. That's what Mike Florio said. So what do you think of that?
Well, I'd tell you, but my computer just, all my websites just crashed. What number are the Cowboys? That's what I was trying to look up.
I can pull that up very quickly. Hold on.
Sorry. I was going to be right there to tell you. Gosh, stupid computer.
Yeah, get a Mac, Joe. I was going to help you, come on now.
I know, I have
Cowboys
a Mac.
Are 12.
Yeah. So, you know, you talk about, wow, okay, this thing is really about to blow up in real time. This is like the electronic version of the bird in my house. Holy crap, look at this thing. Please help our engineers fix this problem. No! I'm just going to turn this thing off. 12. So you're talking You know, you could be getting into the offensive tackle range. You could be getting into receiver range. You could be getting into Tyler Warren range.
Sure.
Something like that. There's other, you know, other edges, whatever. That's a drop. So to me, he mentioned Micah Parsons. I don't think the Cowboys are dealing Micah Parsons.
Well, let me tell you, if they are, you make that deal.
Sure. But what I think is, I mean, if the Cowboys are moving to one, the only reason they're doing that is to get the QB, right?
Yes.
It means that they are enamored with one of these QBs. And if that's the case, then I think that just makes sense. It would just totally stand to reason that Dak Prescott is coming back, right? Now, we're taking a few different leaps from what we just heard from Mike Florio. Yeah, these teams ain't talking. But anyway, here's some coffee puns. You know, but I look, that's what I've wondered is like, you're telling me all these teams, and I think the Giants, I feel pretty good about that reporting and about that scenario of like Stafford or move
trying
up.
To move up.
But it's not a crazy idea that other teams might just fall in love with one of these quarterbacks. I mean, again, this is definitely not, you know, it's not the great year for quarterbacks. It's also not the Pickett Malik Willis year for quarterbacks.
Well, and maybe a team that we don't expect falls in love with one of these quarterbacks, right? Like, you know, a lot of people linking the Giants and the Raiders and Cleveland and, you know, teams that are quarterback needy, quote unquote, with these guys coming out. Like, Dallas is not quarterback needy. Dallas just gave a ton of money to Dak Prescott. But what if Jerry Jones is looking around and he says, yeah, I mean, I love Cam Ward. I think Cam Ward can be our quarterback of the future, and you try to move Dak Prescott out of that. Now, again, I would imagine, without having it right in front of me right now, I could pull it up, but I would imagine, like, the financial cost of moving Dak Prescott right now is probably significant.
Yeah, there's a big dead cap in it for sure, but someone got into that yesterday, and it's not a completely prohibitive number, but it's big. So, yeah, you got to be resolved, and you got to absolutely love. I can see, again, Cam Ward to me is definitely the, you know, again, I like Shedeur Sanders better, but Cam Ward is definitely the type of quarterback that there's going to be 2, 3, 4 teams that are like, oh, God, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
And I could see Jerry Jones being just that guy.
I could, too. I mean, look, my dream is dead of, you know, either number one, Deion Sanders being the coach of the Titans and having Shedeur here and squaring off with PK every week.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Well, but, I mean, closely behind that, I would have enjoyed watching Deion Sanders, head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, with Jerry Jones every week. Would have been awesome.
Yes.
That's not going to happen, but, you know, leave it. Jerry is getting up there in age. He wants another Super Bowl before his time is done around here. And is Dak Prescott going to be the guy to win it? I don't know.
Yeah. Now, you've got some elements in place that are good. That are, you know,
you do.
What you have is like a strangely, I mean, bad team last year that has it's a kind of a bad combination, right? It's like, but you also have like a handful of really elite players, so you have to pay them all.
Yeah.
And that's where it gets into with Dak. You know, yeah, you got a dead cap hit, but you certainly give yourself more flexibility with your roster if you move him for the next couple of years. The question is, okay, so is this rookie going to
– Right.
Is this rookie going to drag your group? And but, I mean, that's obviously been – a winning formula for some teams in this league is having that quarterback on that deal and then doing more around that quarterback.
So, let's say Prescott became available, where would he rank to you in terms of the options out there on the veteran quarterback front for the Tennessee Titans that you feel like are realistic?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would rather have Matthew Stafford. Now, there's a little more runway with Dak. Dak, you know, Dak's younger. Dak's what, probably about 6 years younger than Stafford. I mean, Stafford is like the short-term best option of anybody we know is available to some extent. I'd take Dak over Darnold. I mean, Darnold, again, really good year, but Dak has done more. You know, Dak's had an interesting career. He had the really bad interception year a couple years ago. I mean, he was MVP level in the 23 regular season. He was an MVP candidate. He was that good. He's a good to very good middle of the NFL quarterback with some runway left. I would absolutely take Dak Prescott as my quarterback. I understand there's going to be people, and if I can turn my computer on at some point during the show, I'll read them, who are going to be screaming about the text line because, let's face it, the unknown is undefeated and it always will be. And so, you know, it's like people will look at Dak and say, yeah, he's not good enough. Dak has, to me, demonstrated more than enough to tell you that if you put a good team around him, that he can win football games for you.
Well, I would love to know the seriousness of, like, Dallas's intentions of trying to move up number one. Is this a passing conversation of, hey, what would it take to move up to number one? Oh, cool, we're not doing that, but thanks for the call. Or is this, like, legitimate – is it a legitimate interest from Dallas to do this? Because, you know, I've talked about it. I don't have a whole lot of interest if I'm the Titans of kind of moving beyond the top four. So if you're doing that, if you're going all the way down to 12, you better get a heck of a return from the Dallas Cowboys.
But again, if you get your quarterback, you know, your bridge quarterback, your quarterback for the next few years, okay. I mean, yes, it stinks to not, you know, not be able to have one of these top guys. But then if you, and I don't know what else might be part of this.
Dak and Micah Parsons.
Can you get a third round pick? Yeah, the whole team.
Jerry's trading everyone.
Jerry's, like, reversing the Herschel Walker trade. But, you know, can you get in the third round, too? You know, you maybe swapping a couple picks, whatever. If it is serious, if there is anything other than, like Florio said, it might just be as simple as we just want to kind of get a sense for the market.
Right.
Which
would be a smart thing to do.
Yeah. And, you know, the teams talking to each other, that's – if you really
we gotta eliminate that phrase from like the lexicon out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like that can mean very surface, basic stuff that they all need to be doing.
Yeah. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Teron Davenport will join us coming up next from the NFL Combine. We'll get TD's thoughts on what he's seen, what he's heard this week as it relates to the Tennessee Titans and more. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans, now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5, The Game, and the Game Nashville app.
We head to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. And I feel like TD is like a kid in a candy store this week at the NFL Combine. TD, good morning. How we doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. You are not lying, man. I'm on my way to the candy shop right now. See if I can get me some Dot, Sweetest Fish, Sour Patch Kids. We getting something.
Damn, them Sweetest Fish. Man.
Underrated.
That's some good stuff
underrated.
Right there. Underrated. That's some real good stuff right there. So, TD, we've talked with you a couple of different times now about the edge rushers in this class. I am fascinated with them. I think there's a lot of them. I think there's a lot of good ones. Beyond the obvious of Abdul Carter, which we'll get to him with you here in just a few minutes, who do you think has really helped themselves this week? What's kind of stood out to you about the edge rushers in this class at the Combine?
Yeah, man, I tell you what, a few guys helped themselves more than James Parrish Jr. And you look at what he did last night, the way he aced the testing. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to run the fastest time, but he sure enough did it. And you look at that, the way he flew through the drills, this dude showed, like, I got the goods, you know, but this didn't always get the delivery statistically, and there's an abundance of reasons. So you look at him, he's clearly somebody. I got to factor in Shamar Stewart, right? And I know for the stats guys, they're not really going to like that because he didn't put up much sacks numbers, maybe, what, 3 sacks over the last 2 years, but he's got it. And you got to remember, you know, in college at A&M, you know, it's not really their system for their guys, their edge guys specifically. It's not always conducive to getting the sacks, you know. So you got to factor that in. So he's someone, you know, those are 2 guys. Mike Green is still, you know, he didn't blow up everything at the combine because he didn't test, but he's another one to consider. So, you know, there's a lot. And I know the Titans, they like Mykael Williams out of Georgia. And you saw the news with him, right, that he was at 60%, you know, after that season opener. So those are just 3 guys that come out to mind for me.
With Pierce, TD, I haven't heard anything that's actually, like, kind, you know, solid or anything like that, but there's people talking about him falling. There's some guy, I think Matt Miller took him out of the first round. which is surprising me. I didn't think that it would get to that. You know, the people throw out these sort of vague, whatever, character things. I don't know of anything that would be that. But I do know, you know, having been around him a little bit at UT, he hates interviews. He hates doing media stuff. And so sometimes that can hurt you, right? I mean, sometimes if you don't like talking in the media stuff, maybe that means you don't like talking at the, you know, the team interviews. But how did he do in that setting, and what have you heard just beyond the field from him?
No, he did well. You know, he answered every question. I mean, he wasn't like Mr. Personality up there, but that's okay. Like, Mr. Personality doesn't always get to the quarterback.
And that's right.
In essence, he's going to get paid to do. So I think he did fine. Now, I am hearing there is actually something to the off-field stuff, you know. And for me, you know, it just comes down to, and you know, I know personally that you could be a good person. You make a bad mistake, you know. And I think that's really the big thing. So that's why I asked Mike Borgonzi about that. And he made it clear, like, you know, you dig into it, you find out what's going on, and you really have to make the determination whether or not he's going to learn from it. And that's the biggest thing, learning from the mistake.
So, TD, where do you come down on the Abdul Carter stuff? We saw yesterday where he's not going to have surgery. You know, Titans fans with us are already freaking out about how he's injured and you can't draft him. And, I mean, the guy hasn't missed a game, so I don't know that I would throw the injury prone label on him quite yet to this point. But where do you come down on all the Abdul Carter stuff?
Right. It's obviously an area to be concerned about. I mean, you play the game on your feet. So any injury to the feet, especially a stress fracture or something like that, you have to think about that and wonder. But the thing that you really have to determine is, okay, when did it happen? Like, is this something that he played with throughout the year, or is this something that happened in training? And I'll say this, you know, I know Brent Callaway, where he's training, down there at Exos in Plano, Texas. I would imagine they would have found that if it happened. You know what I mean? I get it kind of floating under the radar. And even that surprised me just from the guys at Exos. But I'll also say this. Callaway is the lead trainer and the guy that's primarily working him out. And guess what? He and Zach Woodfin, the Titans, you know, strength and conditioning coach, he's best friends. You know what I mean? So the information is going to be there. To me, I look at it, you know, if I'm Abdul Carter, I don't even work out at Pro Day, you know, because it's just like, look, man, you guys know what it is with me. I put the film out there. You know I'm the best in this draft. We shouldn't even have a conversation about that.
Man, that's two mutes for me today. What the heck is going on? No, I said the same thing, TD. I don't know why he's even worried about Pro Day stuff, you know. I mean, you know, I think – I mean, if he's healthy, he's going to test. Based on watching him play, probably great. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, watch him play. I mean, it seems like with that stuff, we were talking about this yesterday, stress fracture, that can definitely be a big concern with basketball players. I've seen careers end because it kept happening. And big guys, too, in football, I think the bigger you get, probably just the more weight on it, the more concern. But I don't know. I can't think of an example of a guy with that. Again, I'm not talking about like fifth metatarsal or different things like that, but just like where like a stress reaction, stress fracture was a career ender. I could be forgetting someone, but I don't know. Has anyone come to mind for you on that?
No, not necessarily, but help me out. Javon Curse, when he had that injury, what was that foot injury he had?
As the fifth metatarsal that he broke.
Okay. So now yeah, we're talking about something a lot different.
And you got, you know, Jones fractures, and that's different too, right?
Yeah. So those are things that, you know, have been brought up. Jerron Curse, you know, when you're talking about Abdul Carter. But, you know, Curse went to Philly. I mean, he did his thing, man. Like, you know, they went to a Super Bowl. You know, they didn't win it, but they went to one. So I look at that. And I also say this because you mentioned the weight, and it made me think of it. He told me he's at 90% right now, and he's at 248, which is kind of his target weight. But remember the shoulder injury. And with that being said, he's not benching or doing much upper body stuff. So I don't know that 248 is where he'll be. I would imagine, you know, once you start lifting and working those muscles, you know, you boost up to 255, 250 in that neighborhood.
TD, if you had to kind of nail it down to a couple of thoughts, what stood out to you the most earlier this week when Brian Callahan and Mike Borgonzi spoke?
Yeah, I would say Borgonzi, when I asked him about the arm strength and used anticipation to make up for it, he didn't go to that excuse. He said, hey, arm strength is not an issue. So that was intriguing when he said that. Brian Callahan was stood out to me. Like, he made it clear, look, cornerback is where Travis Hunter starts. And then he said you sink your teeth into that, and then you kind of go from there. And that being said, they've already discussed his management program, how that would look, how they would go about, you know, getting him on the Kawhi Leonard practice kind of thing, you know, that load management. So that was interesting to me.
So another Titans-related little news item here, TD. I guess it's not that surprising, right? The Chiefs are going to tag Trey Smith. We've talked about, I think we were on the same page, man. I think he would have been, you know, I mean, I think he would have been a good option. Do you feel like, had he not been tagged, that would have been a serious pursuit? And I guess, how does that affect the Titans? What's the pivot?
Yeah, I think it definitely would have been. Excuse me, this cold air gets in here and kind of gets you. I think it would have been a big pursuit, because just you look at the match and remember what Callahan said at the season-ending presser, where he said, we're going to address the right side, new right tackle probably, maybe right guard. So it's going to be an area. I still think Dylan Raidens, you know, I wrote about it last week, or actually Monday. I still think Raidens is a guy that you got to factor into that. He finally got to dedicate himself to one position. So, you know, that's not a bad fallback. I know he gave up the, 12, 13 sacks last year, which is something that's going to be – it has to be improved upon. But, you know, that's somebody. Was it the Rams? They just made a guard available. I think it was the Rams they did. And they had just signed him last year. So that's something to look at. He was injured. It's telling you all this, can't remember the guy's name, but, you know, that's what happens. But that's another option.
TD, last thing for you. Have you walked into any coffee shops this week? And if so, has anybody verbally accosted you while you've been there?
Nah, they know better. You know, so they're not dealing with anything like that. Not to say I'm any tough guy, but, you know, remember what James Brown said? I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nobody's
there, we're talking.
Ooh, there we go. And also, keep an eye out for PK. He's, like, tagging around Vrabel at the bar and trying to get Vrabel to buy him beers. So, you know, tell PK to calm the hell down up there, will you?
Yeah. Hey, listen, man. PK's out here having fun like the rest of us. I ran into Vrabel a couple times, and, you know, he's right back at home. And that guy, he loves a good time like any of us. And it's just funny watching him hold court, man. It's pretty cool. I ran to Stretch, too. You know, talk to him for a little bit as well.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. Well, TD, have a great time today, man. I've enjoyed your coverage all week at the NFL Combine. Have fun this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
Yes, sir. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll react to what TD had to say on the Titans, on the NFL Combine. Coming up next, take your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Speaking of the NFL Combine, NFL Combine updates this week on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by TheNewCumberland.com and Boomba's Pizza. TheNewCumberland.com, Nashville's resort-style community overlooking downtown on the Cumberland River. Go to their website at TheNewCumberland.com. Boomba's, go try their award-winning pizzas at one of their locations in East Nashville, Spring Hill, and Murfreesboro. Boomba's Pizza and Watch Bar. Eat, drink, watch. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership with a buzz. Is always about great service. Appreciate TD for being with us in the last segment. Keith asking if TD was running laps around the 500. He's on his way to the combine, getting stuff done out there.
Yeah. No, he was on.
That's the third mute that you've had today.
What the
You're
hell?
On an impressive run right now.
I think the last year I haven't had three. What does it mean? What is happening? What does it mean? Yeah, no, TD was on his way to the place where all the fun happens. People sitting around talking, and some people stretching.
Some people running.
Some people are running. Yeah. Yes. Hey, man, I love the enthusiasm. I love the enthusiasm.
Cam on the text line says, I think from a cost perspective, I'd try to bridge Raidens and go get a right tackle. While he's not elite, Raidens has shown growth, and he's never played with a competent right tackle. It's from Cam on the text line. What do you make of that idea with Trey Smith now being tagged in Kansas City, so you can remove him from your list of options. What do you do now at guard if you're the Titans, and does Dylan Raiden still factor into the plans?
Yeah, hope not, for the Titans' sake. He's fine. He's gotten better. I'd try to get a player that's better than Raiden's. I think you can get a player who's better than Raiden's and not have to break the bank to do it. So
I would agree.
Raiden's as a depth guy, sure. If I'm trying to fix my offensive line, is he the biggest problem? No. Is he the biggest concern? No. Can you upgrade from him? Is he upgrading at that spot? Would that be part of fixing your line? I mean, it's 20% of the line by my awesome math skills. So, yeah, I'm trying to be better than Raiden's.
I would agree with that. I think you need to be better than Raiden's. Now, you know, obviously Trey Smith was the belle of the ball in terms of the guards that were potentially going to be out there and available, and now we know that he's not. It's not a huge surprise. Like, if you're Kansas City, particularly, by the way, with the way that that Super Bowl went, when you got Jalen Carter in the middle just blowing everything up all the time, and it's not like it was exclusively against, you know, Trey Smith or anything, but,
right,
like, you want to preserve your offensive line as best you can. We'll see if they're actually able, you know, they're tagging him with the intention of trying to work out a long-term deal. We'll see if they're actually able to do that. But obviously, the combo Vols Titans fan, one of the dreams is dead with Trey Smith.
Yeah.
At least for the moment.
But maybe James Pierce. But maybe James Pierce can be a thing. That wasn't one of the interesting things TD talked about. You know, TD right there, that tells me, yes, yeah, something happened. Don't know what. Don't know if it's like something that rises to the level of, like, there's documentation out there, you know, legal, police. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, clearly it's more than just he doesn't say much.
Right.
So what is it? What does it mean? You know, that's I guess we'll find out. But tell you what, as a player, and yeah, 447 for Pierce, the guy
good,
who we all thought, you know, we thought was a little bit overestimated as number one overall.
Yeah, the number one overall pick was always a little
that
bit
happens.
For me.
Yeah, it happens a year out from a guy playing, but man, he's a first round talent. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. I don't, you know, this year with the Vols, yeah, he didn't. He had a kind of a stretch there where he didn't have a lot of, like, sacks and things like that. But, I mean, if you watch the Vols play, he was basically unblockable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, teams wisely doubled him or did things away from him, moved the pocket. You know, they ran at him. I mean, they, you know, they did the things that you do for a player of that caliber. But he is a player of that caliber.
We do have one texter that says we're the biggest Tennessee homers out there, with all due respect. At least he put up "with all due respect" on there. I appreciate that.
All right, who is this?
It's the 808.
Oh, here we go. You guys are the biggest Tennessee. Oh, no kidding. Okay. Yeah, I mean, tell me why. I mean, that's what Stilly. We got Stilly coming up,
I
guess.
Vols, so I'm not going to sit here and act like
you're
always
Vols,
like some
you're
big.
You're a Vols fan.
Yeah.
But you
big.
Are the most level-headed Vols fan. You are a level-headed Vols fan. You're not,
There's a great many of us.
I'm probably more, like, at times I've had some takes that are more Vol homer than yours, you know? Like, yes, this Vols team can make a Final Four, or you know, no, Tony Vitello should not be imprisoned for 12 years. Sorry, Vanderbilt fans. Or, yeah, like, I think Hendon Hooker, I mean, we got Stilly on. We could scream at each other about that.
Yeah.
I'm not done believing that Hendon Hooker can be a good NFL quarterback. I'm sorry that him not playing at all, him having an ACL tear, and then, you know, they bring in Bridgewater this playoff, so that means his career's dead? No.
Some news on the Stafford front. Diana Russini putting this out there. And says the Rams expected to meet with Stafford at their facility in person today regarding his future. Both the Raiders and the Giants have discussed a 2-year contract for Matthew Stafford that includes $90 to $100 million guaranteed, and a decision is expected soon. This is from Diana Russini. What do you make of that? Rams meeting with Stafford today, and both the Raiders and the Giants apparently have thrown out a lot of money towards Matthew Stafford and a potential new contract.
Yeah, something's coming soon here. I've kind of, you know, initially I was like, okay, well, this is just posturing. He's going to get more money from the Rams. Like, Dan Graziano's up here talking about Aaron Rodgers as the fallback for the Rams. I just, like, if you're Sean McVay, that's your plan? You're going to cheap out on Stafford, and then you're going to bring in a headache for – whatever you're paying, right? I don't understand the logic. So it's coming here, you know, it's coming to, and obviously, again, if you're the Titans, If it works out, Stafford back with the Rams. Now I think you got a real chance that the Giants are coming up to get number one, if that's what you want to do. If you want to trade one, get down to three, get one of those top two guys, and and prosper. I think get more picks. I mean, I think you're not going to get a ton. What are you going to get? You get in the third round and maybe get another pick, but still, that's a pretty good outcome for you. So this texter says, what? The desperation of Trey Smith. So, texter, just so you know, Trey Smith is about to be the highest paid offensive guard in the NFL, period.
Yeah.
The Titans need an offensive guard. He just got tagged. I mean, how many teams do you see tag offensive guards? Does that tell you that maybe Trey Smith's okay at football? I don't know.
Does not happen every year.
So I understand, he played for the Vols, so he must be Vols homers. But, pay attention to the NFL.
I'm interested to see Rossini on this tweet here says a decision on the Stafford part of this is expected soon. I'm ready for some quarterback dominoes start to fall here, so let's get this thing going. Let's get this thing going here today.
At 9:07, it'll happen. Something will happen at 9:07.
Exactly. Stilly is scheduled to be with us coming up next, and I feel reasonably confident that he's going to do it.
Take some Excedrin, Stilly.
We're going to get his thoughts on the Titans, get his thoughts on this week at the NFL Combine. Scale of 1 to 10, how much is he panicking about Abdul Carter right now? We'll get into all that and more.
Cold washcloth on your head, Stilly.
Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.